Buttercoat is the world's number one friction fighter. Add it to any size gas or diesel engine, in transmissions, differentials, power steering, on the farm, at the office, and all around the house. It makes the things you cherish perform better and last longer. This is Motorcoat's fastest review in racing. The race at Daytona International was rain delayed until 11:42 p.m. A wreck happened on only lap 3 when Gilliland, who was running 4th, touched Bowyer spinning the 38. Others involved were Hornish Jr., Patrick, Biffle, Logano, Burton, Labonte, Annette, and Gaughan. Kyle Busch also wrecked early but recovered, got 2 free passes, and finished 17th. Dale Earnhardt Jr. seemed to have the car to beat. Starting on the pole and leading the most laps, 96, Jr. never really gave up control of the race. He was always at or near the front all night. The really big one came at the end of the race on a green-white checker finish when Hamlin and Harvick made contact. Dillon's 3 car hit the 11 and launched over the field into the catch fence. The fence was damaged, but the car stayed on the track. Reports had 3 fans suffering minor injuries. The Chevy was destroyed. Its engine ended up in the grass. Dillon, uninjured, was waving to the crowd. Dale Earnhardt Jr. wins in the rain delay at Daytona. Johnson finished 2nd, followed by Hamlin, Harvick, and Kyle Busch. There were 22 lead changes among 12 drivers and 9 cautions for 43 yellow flag laps. The average speed, 134.941 miles per hour. Harvick increases his points lead to 63 over Earnhardt Jr. Next, it's NASCAR's roughest track in Kentucky. All-American made Buttercoat is at Meijer, Advance, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Mills Fleet Farm, all truck stops, and Walmart. Click on MotorKOTE.com. I'll see you next time.